Welcome to the Notorious MMA Podcast, UFC 214, coming live from Anaheim, California, July 29th. We will be there, of course. Welcome to the Hotel California. We have got the light heavyweight championship in the main event, and it is Daniel Cormier versus John Jones. We've also got the welterweight championship on the line, Tyron Woodley versus Damian Maia, and we've also got a women's championship, the featherweight vacant title, and it is Chrissy Cyborg versus Tanya Avinger. Stacked card, guys, from start to finish on this one. It's going to be amazing. I can't even believe we're going to be out there. It's only a week and a half, 2 weeks away. It's not that far, Leo. What are you thinking,
mate? It's just around the corner, man. Very excited. This is the card of the year. Best card we've probably seen all year. You guys agree?
Yeah, totally. I mean, 213 was amazing. We lost, obviously, the main event, but this has just benefited from getting Lawler Cerrone added on top of what we had already. Woodley Maia just came out of nowhere, and then we get the women's title fight. It's just going to be epic, yeah.
Yeah, this card just kept growing and growing over the last few weeks, and we were just happy to be happening to go to California this summer anyway to see it. So we're really happy to be in attendance in this one. Which fight do you think is going to make the headline on the night? Well, what's the fight you're most looking forward to?
Eric, any fights on your mind?
Definitely the card of the year. We said that last one, and it was a shame it didn't work out like it was planned, 213, but 214 looks like the real deal, man. I mean, they all look like sick fights. Obviously, Lawler Cerrone coming over is amazing. That's going to be a hell of a fight.
Yeah.
And DC Jones, I mean, we could go on an hour just talking about that one fight, man. I mean, what a fucking rematch. Too long in the making, but they're not past their best, which is awesome. They're still at the right time to fight. And we'll just see where John Jones' head is at. Also, two championship fights and our boy Jimmy Manoa. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Where do we begin?
Well, that's where it began. Originally, we felt like going out to California to support Jimmy on his rise to the belt, or at least an attempt. We believe that he is next in line to fight the winner of DC John Jones, despite Gustafsson sitting there like a killer in the winter.
He's got to win first, though, isn't
it? You know, he does have to win, and he's got Özdemir, and he's a tasty guy. But that was it. That's how it began. We were out there to support Jimmy. We still will be. We'll be supporting Britain and supporting London, of course. All of us from London. But we are going to start in detail with DC John Jones.
This is a different situation we're in this time. I've been the UFC champion for 2 years.
He has the belt. He's not the champion.
Who are you to say who's the champion? You're some guy that doesn't even fight.
I have everything in this world that I have ever wanted. I go home to my beautiful wife and my children, and I say to hell with John Jones.
Come chase this real title and get beaten, I'll ship you back to Albuquerque.
John Jones needs me.
I'm the only guy to beat him. He's looking at his superior, and he just can't handle it. I'm excited to give him that hurt again.
DC, you suck.
Going back to his wife, family.
Remember what happened last time.
Stuck in months of misery for losing to me again.
You gotta be very careful what you say about a guy that you beat.
I don't respect Daniel Cormier. I hope he's somewhere crying right now. I'm sure he is.
That plays on a loop. It's constantly on a loop in my head.
I don't feel sorry for him. This is combat.
You're right. Don't feel sorry for me. I don't want your pity. What I'm gonna take is your respect.
Let's go, champ! Come on!
The history out, the trash talking, the hatred. Is it real or is it fake?
Well, it's real, definitely, on this one. I mean, this is the fight that had to happen. you know, DC is not going to fucking rest until he beats John Jones.
Right, yeah, he's been waiting the last few years for this fight. Yeah. You know, he's been trying to build it up, make it happen. John Jones is all over the shop.
Hmm.
You know, having drug problems, getting into car wrecks, all sorts of stuff happening. Excuse after excuse, poor DC waiting there, but he became the champ in the meantime.
He's been plugging away, beating everyone.
And, you know, he's been beating everyone but John Jones. He's been waiting for this fight, and the hate is definitely there, man. We've seen the press conferences. We've seen them swinging at each other.
Mm.
We've seen John Jones in tears, crying on stage. That weren't acted.
It's getting really personal, isn't
it? Yeah,
Leo, do you think that John Jones is really the champ then, and really DC is just the interim champ?
In a big way, yeah. I do kind of see it that way, and I think everyone's got a bit of that edge to them, you know. Fair enough, Cormier deserves it, and he's a good champ, and he wears that belt like a pro. But John Jones is the unbeatable guy. No one's beaten him yet. And that's a big statement, and, you know, that'll always be on Cormier's mind until he gets to do it.
Yeah. What do you think, Eric, these two?
Yeah, I mean, this is no, like, comic book or fairy tale story or, like, some big, huge propaganda. Like, John Jones is, like, the ultimate villain, man. He is a bad guy. Nobody likes him. He's not good to people. He's fucking, you know, a junkie, gone to jail for all sorts of drugs abuse and despicable things that we don't necessarily have to go into. But he's genuinely a bad guy. Nobody likes him. But he's the fucking, probably the best guy to ever do it, man. He's like the best mixed martial artist. And not only has he never lost to anyone, he's already beaten DC. And he beat DC, you know, pretty comfortably, I thought.
Definitely, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, this is the grudge match of all grudge matches. And it'll be interesting, man. I mean, you know, where John Jones's head is at is a massive component in this fight.
Is he really going to be in Anaheim? Is this guy really going to go to the fight? Is this guy going to mess this up again by doing steroids or snorting cocaine or sandblasting prostitutes? What's this guy going to do? What's this guy going to do to mess this up this time?
I remember John Jones saying a lot, you know, he was already drinking and getting on the drugs during his last few fights when he was champ anyway. Do you think that did slow him down? Do you think he's going to be fresher and normal now?
You know what? I don't fully believe that he's completely cleaned
Neither
up.
Neither do I.
Like, because Neither he still comes out with these really arrogant, like, quotes, like, from time to time. Like,
I don't think it's something you go off even that quickly, you know. When you, especially when you've been doing it for a few years, it's still scarred you. You're thinking about it even more when you're recovering and stuff.
I totally agree. I would be shocked if he was really clean.
Yeah.
Well, especially if you consider weed as a drug or weed not as a drug.
I think he's still
he might be some smoking some stuff, but I don't know if he's going to be sniffing some stuff, put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'd think he wouldn't be doing it the night before the fight, but just he's almost come out bragging about it. Like, you know, in the press conference they had, he was saying, you know, I had two great weekends, one on cocaine, the next week I whipped your ass or something
Back-to-back weekends, cocaine one, your ass the next. It was great. That's a month for the ages. That's one hell of a weekend for a millionaire druggie. Hey.
I don't know. I think he's got that in him. And obviously, because he hasn't lost, he hasn't had that check, like, come to him, you know?
Yeah.
Where he's had to really change anything. It was just the bloody crashing his car and the pregnant woman that started all this.
You're completely right. You know, until you need to feel like you need to change something, you don't change it because it works.
Yeah, maybe that gives him his edge, you know? Like, he didn't look the same, obviously, against OSP. He had some time off.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of factors of that. OSP, obviously, was a good fighter as well.
But so you're saying we might see a less vicious John Jones then as well, is what
you just can't call it with him, innit? You can't call it. We don't know what to expect.
He did look rough as shit against OSP, didn't he?
Yeah. Lazy.
If that had been Daniel Cormier, it could have been another ending to that.
He was licking his lips. He was on commentary, innit? Yeah. He was like, oh, you could tell. He knew he could have took him that night.
At the same time, we all know that John Jones at 60% takes OSP and...
Yeah, and that's what he said, John Jones. He was like, well, that's OSP. But I think he said he gets up for the big fights. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think
naturally, you do give that bit more in training and everything.
Yeah, wow, absolutely. It's John just, Jones, man. He's like one of the most gifted athletes. Like,
yeah.
He's got the perfect build, size that you would want to be a fighter, basically, you know.
And perfect MMA body. Yeah. Perfect.
All these unique moves, like his little kicks to the legs that he stabs everything. In. He stomps on people's legs with his massive feet. He does everything, man. He's elbows like no one else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It runs in the family as well. His brother's a professional football player, I think, as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You can tell he comes from an athletic background for sure.
Yeah. I still think the only time he was properly pushed was against
Gustafsson.
It was a guy that had the same. Yeah, it's the guy had the same height and range as him. I think that makes that's a huge advantage that he has.
Yeah.
Is his body, his size, and his range.
Yeah.
As well as his skill, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've already seen this fight once go five rounds, so. I don't how different do you think this will be? I mean, obviously, DC he wasn't really trying for the takedown immediately. He was standing with him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And when he did, he got stuffed, like, you know, so that's going to play in his mind.
He got stuffed badly, yeah.
Yeah, he did get that one takedown later on, like, you know, it was kind of like he had to get one, you know.
Mm.
But it's like he kind of knows that Jones is a better wrestler, so it's like, is he going to approach it differently? And, like, it's just so hard to call.
I wouldn't say Jones is a better wrestler. I'd say Cormier is a better wrestler for sure.
Not on the evidence of the first fight.
Really. I don't know. I just think Jones knew how to stuff the takedown. He knew how to defend it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say he was a better wrestler.
He's a better MMA fighter. The way that's he combines it, his wrestling MMA, with his striking, with his clinch work.
Yeah, that's one too.
You know, as a pure wrestler, you'd imagine DC was better. But the way he's an MMA fighter, you know, John Jones is not really one disciplined fighter. Do you know what I mean? He's an MMA fighter.
You've got to look out for everything with him. It's his strikes that have done most of the damage, I'd say.
Yeah, he mixes it so well. Probably the best ever.
Well, yeah, also DC is, I would say, he's probably the better wrestler on skill and probably in the first two rounds. But it's the stamina that we see when we talk about MMA that basically in the last few rounds, if you ain't got the stamina to back that wrestling up, then you ain't going to be considered the best because you can't maybe wrestle for five rounds. I think DC gets, because he's fine with big guys. This ain't middleweight. This is light heavy.
Yeah.
You do see, like, these good wrestlers, when they get tired in the late rounds, they can't take anyone down, innit?
Mm. It doesn't matter.
You need a lot of energy to take someone down.
Even last... last event we watched, Romero versus Whittaker, same thing. You know,
you can take him down. Once Romero, exactly.
The technique was there, but if you ain't got that spark, someone like Whittaker, they end up stuffing it. You know, they end up stuffing it. So
that's a good point.
But of course, we see in the first two rounds, we think implement that game plan and then switch it up. Maybe we expect this fight to go minimum 2, 3, 4 rounds. But you know,
that was his game plan in the first fight. You know what I mean? And he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So what's going to be different this
time? That's true. That's a good question. If DC wins this, how does he do it?
I think he's got a rock.
He has improved. You know, you have to say DC has improved since John Jones has been away. He's had two almighty title defenses, and he's looked really good doing it.
Yeah, I think so. He needs to get him down to the ground, basically. Really, doesn't he? He needs to stay on top of him. He doesn't have the range to strike.
Yeah, the reach is such a problem. Yeah. The amount of strikes Jones can dish out, you know, it's like he's definitely better. Obviously, DC's probably got more power in one punch.
Yeah,
but
he throws those uppercuts and hooks and stuff. And
Jones was just leaning on him the whole fight, you know, in the clinch and everything. I just don't know how DC is going to be able to.
John Jones has just got so many weapons, right? Yeah. He's got those elbows, those knees, those kicks, those punches. Mm. There's 8 weapons on him.
Well, even more reason why I'm thinking, I can't be the only one who thinks this, that DC, I know we say that physiques, you know, looks can be deceiving, but it does look like DC does carry a little extra weight. That can help with takedowns and staying on top of guys. But is it going to help you against John Jones when you know how tough it's going to be? Maybe just, you know, take a little bit of that extra fat that he has off and be a little bit slimmer, DC, so we can swing for 3-4 rounds a bit more?
The problem, I think, is if DC was thinner, he'd be like a middleweight man.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, because he ain't of a big size. Guy. Yeah, exactly.
You know, his body frame is not very big, so I agree with you, man. It's a huge disadvantage. It's what we just touched upon before. John Jones pretty much always has a massive advantage just on body frame alone. He's a huge man with a massive range.
Yeah. I think we'll see the best looking DC like we've ever seen. Like, he'll be in the best shape of his life.
It'll be the fight that he wants to win more than anything ever. Like, this is the meaningful fight for him if it all kicks off and it doesn't get cancelled by the time they're up that ramp.
Yeah.
He's going to fucking explode and absolutely kill this guy. Yeah. And that's where I think he's got the biggest advantages mentally. You know, John Jones is a bit broken all over the place at the moment. He didn't look great against OSP.
Yeah.
Daniel Cormier has been the champ for the last few years. He's confident, he's clean, he knows he's a good champ, and all he wants to do is prove it. Yeah. So that's if he can get in his head, fight, he needs to get in John Jones' head early and make sure that he's hurt, you know, that he can't feel confident in that fight. Confidence is a big factor in this fight, I think.
Mm. Yeah. But that's why it is such a great fight, and I just can't.
Man, they'll both be so up for it. Not only DC passion, John Jones trying to get his life back, you know, and in his egomaniac like head, he's sitting there thinking, no one ever even came close to beating me. Yeah. No one is better than me. I'm the best, and I don't have my belt, and I don't have my reputation and fame. He's going to be fire in his fucking belly and eyes, man. It's going to be a fucking insane clash of skill, of personal hatred between them, and also just how much it means for them to beat the other guy and to hold that belt over the other guy. Like, it's huge.
Yeah. I mean, what would you say? Because obviously John Jones was considered one of the best fighters ever. Mm-hmm. If he beats Daniel Cormier again, does that put him up back at the top? And he is the best again?
Undoubtedly. Yeah. Undoubtedly, yeah.
Definitely.
See, I think he's the best ever. Currently, he is the best ever, despite all the shame that's happened.
Yeah.
On pure skill and ability and what he has done in the octagon, he's the best ever.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Mm. And we didn't like those accusations of, you know, some product found, you know, in the testing that, you know, failed the test and all that. It's like, was he cheating before? Forget about the drugs. Was he cheating a little bit?
What was it? Like, you know, a dick pill or whatever?
Yeah, some joke about that, but it's like a testosterone enhancer or something. Yeah.
You just worry about him, man. You just worry about this guy.
At least I've been around to show something. That Where the fuck has he been?
That is true.
Where's this guy been?
That is true.
Where the fuck has he been?
That is true.
Get out of here judging someone from the sidelines. Go back and sit on the couch in Albuquerque.
That is true. That is true.
Where the fuck have you been to judge someone?
I really feel like Anthony Johnson gave him that win. I saw nothing out of Daniel. I'm really... on the Anderson Silva fight, it was even worse out of Daniel. I'm excited to whoop his ass.
Like, if he shows up, like, we all agree, you know, he's the best ever. Like, but we just don't know going into this one. Obviously, he's going to be up for it, and he ain't going to want to lose to DC. But fuck me, I don't know if he's got enough in him, like you said, Leo, to take on DC at this time in his career.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot more pressure on John Jones this time.
Definitely, a lot more. Yeah, we haven't seen him.
Yeah.
DC will be putting a lot of pressure on himself to win, man. If DC loses twice to him.
Well, yeah.
That'll kill him.
Yeah, and yeah, Jones can almost take a loss and say, well, we'll go again. Like, do you know what I mean?
He's got a lifeline. John Jones is the one with a lifeline. DC ain't got no lifeline.
Yeah.
If he loses this fight, he can't really say anything ever again, innit?
I think if he lost this one, he might as well drop down to middleweight and take over that division.
Or he could go up to heavyweight again. Or he could go up to heavyweight. But the only thing was Cain Velasquez, who didn't want to fight.
So he'd
wiped out that division, though.
There's a rock hold as well.
I don't know, man. I think DC might go Bellator, man, if he loses this fight.
Nah, no chance.
Who's he got to beat in light heavy? No one, innit? He's beat everyone else.
Yeah. But that's it. He's not going to be able to fucking sleep until he beats John Jones. It's just so much on the line in this fight.
Yeah, he's going to... That's his only target right now, is to beat John Jones. He's got nothing else to do.
It would break him if he lost this. Like.
Yeah. For both fighters, I mean, again, maybe it's good that this card is so stacked that it won't be such a standout. True. For people to remember that everyone is going to think about the co-main and the women's title fight and the other fights before that. That maybe.
What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about?
I'm trying to save DC. If it goes wrong for DC, I'm thinking maybe people will be talking about Tyrone or Damian Maya or something. Maybe it'll take the limelight off them a little bit.
These two can just stink up the joint.
Tyrone!
Yeah. But anyway, that's it. Moving on to the co-main. Let's get into
it. Where Tyrone at?
Tyrone Woodley.
King without a crown.
Versus Damian Maia. This is America versus Brazil once again in the welterweight division.
Number one contender, outright number one contender in the welterweight division.
Yeah. I said it to Dana, 7 in a row. The Brazilian with most wins in the UFC, 3rd of all times. I want to fight for the title. He said, you got it. Thank you, Dana.
Again, a great fucking fight. Like, it's just, this could headline any card, any time of year. And somehow it's squeezed in here. And just can't wait. Maia's on such a good run.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I think it raises the profile of both Woodley and Maia, and that's why they've put it in the co-main, you know?
Of course, yeah. And Woodley wants the big name fights, you know, and he's been given Maia. He didn't really want it, you know, we could tell that, but he's taken it.
He's not shying away from the challenge, yeah.
Yeah, he
couldn't get
well.
GSP, you know, he couldn't get Nick Diaz.
He's already made jokes about if he wants to be my backpack on July 29th, then so be it, you know.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
He had like a picture of him wearing a backpack.
like I missed that. That's cool.
In training for 214 or something. But yeah, it's just, again, like, you know, such a good contrast of styles. We got Tyrone, the wrestler, with fucking amazing one punch power.
Man, the way he knocked out Robbie Lawler that time, it's like, that's still engraved in my head, man. Like, yeah. Happened to anyone. Yeah.
Then the defense against Stephen Thompson wasn't the best fight, but because they'd already fought once already, they knew each other, we think, so
yeah,
well.
Yeah, the second one was a disappointment. The first one was epic fight.
Yeah, but
amazing.
He didn't give an inch. Like, his defense is so good at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the best shape he's ever been. Like, it's just, he's going to give anyone, like, problems. Like, and he's not going to let this fucking belt go to Maia.
Yeah,
like.
No doubt. Woodley's at the top of his game right now. He's in his prime. And he'll give it to Maia. If Maia keeps it standing, it's a big risk for him.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, he could easily get clipped and get knocked out. He needs to be on his A game, on his feet. He needs to be able to get out of the way. He needs to be able to take him down, basically.
Yeah.
And if he gets him down, then it's probably all over for Woodley. You know, I imagine Maia
doing
his thing.
Have we seen Woodley on his back?
He's a good wrestler, but I haven't really seen him on his back. No, yeah. I can't remember him
being
on his back.
And him being quite, he's got quite long arms, Tyrone. And him being quite big, even though you think he's strong, especially with the long arms, that could be, you know, easy gripping for Maia, I think, to be honest with you. I think he could sliver on that back, and Tyrone ain't going to be used to it. Like, no one's used to it. But, of course, like you said, dude, in the first round, in the first couple of minutes, keep that fight standing. Yeah. And we could see an early knockout. I think that could be Tyrone's plan, to be honest with you. I don't see why not.
Yeah, it should be.
At least
he
go
needs
for
to keep
it.
It standing.
Yeah, go for it and then see how it goes. But don't not go for it in the first couple of minutes, because Maia is not a stand-up striker, really.
What do you think, Eric?
It's definitely an interesting contrast of styles, and it's just I want to say big up to Damian Maia first of all, man, because I think he's been an underdog for a long, long, long time, and he truly deserves this title shot, and I'm happy for him that he's got it.
Definitely.
So he's done amazing. He's probably not got a lot left in his career. He's an old man now, and he's been doing it for a long time. So I just think it's a great, almost like a fairy tale. But I have to say that the matchup, the style, is just a nightmare for Damian Maia. I mean, he's fighting a guy one punch knockout, so he can't stand with him. He can't risk that. So he's got to try and grip him and grapple him and take him down. And he's a really fucking strong wrestler, man. And he's got a huge neck and huge arms. For him to try and submit him is really tough. I think Woodley basically just has to work his ass off at wrestling defense and fucking getting him off him as soon as he tried to grip him, and then he's got to fucking stand with him, and Damian Maia's in trouble.
Damian Maia's on an insane win streak right now as well.
Yeah, it's been a long road back to get a title shot ever since he's had to fight everyone, and you can tell, you know, they haven't wanted to give him the big fights because they're obviously not sure about his drawing ability, like, on.
Yeah, he don't push the needle, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is everything to him, like you said, Eric. This could be it for him. He could have just been keeping on thinking, you know, I'll get my shot and then see, ride off into the sunset, you know.
That'd be sick if you just actually did that, if you won the belt and then just retired and just stayed true to his word.
Just threw it at Dana White. Shouted in Brazilian at him.
I know we had hopes for Anthony Rumble Johnson as like the Mike Tyson of the UFC, but I have to admit, if Woodley gets another knockout, he can be called the Mike Tyson of the UFC, yeah, especially with that left hand.
He's definitely got the potential.
Don't disrespect the Mike Tyson name, man.
Disrespect, man.
It's got to be someone who's knocking man's left, right, and centre, man. You can't just be throwing that name around.
Well, if he knocks Lawler in the first minute, he knocks Meyer in the first minute, who's next?
Still.
No guess, guys. Bloody hell.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Tyrone let us down a little bit in that last fight against Woodley, where it was such a boring fight that it doesn't make him a Mike Tyson anymore, maybe.
Yeah, he hurt his reputation there.
Yeah, that was a bad one. I didn't enjoy that.
Yeah, that's enough really to win. Yeah, he's coming off that fight where he was tentative, let's be honest.
Yeah, but that's this, Stephen Thompson.
Yeah, that's Stephen Thompson, and this is Meyer. So if there was a fight to bounce back, and he has to be wary, of course, like you said, but to get his stand-up game back, this is a perfect fight.
Mm. Yeah. Damien Meyer really needs to use his experience, man. He's been around for a long time. He needs to be wise and get out of the way smart.
Run out of the cage.
He needs to be able to get out of the fucking way and tackle him when he gets the chance, when he sees that opening. And even if it means just wearing out Tyron Woodley for a round or two, hanging off his back, you can get him in the later rounds afterwards,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, true.
That's the way he's got to try and be smart about this fight.
This is why these championship fights, I love the way you see fighters who are so used to three rounds, and it's just a mystery what they're going to bring in round four and five. Yeah. It's almost like being locked in there for extra time, you know, you don't want it, but you have to do it for the championship. It's brilliant, I think. You know?
Well, both of these guys don't usually go five as well, so it could be a tentative fight. Like, you know, there's a lot on the line, like we said, and it's... We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I think that's the risk, that it's really tentative. I mean, do you think because of the last couple of performances, do you think there is like pressure on Tyron to just go there and knock him out?
Oh,
or do you think he doesn't care?
I don't think he cares. There's definitely pressure and he's definitely hearing it, but I think he don't give a shit.
I think he's been playing it sensible up until now. I think he'll carry on playing sensible.
Now he's got the belt. He's like, you got to take it off me at the end of the day. Like.
Yeah.
But you hear him bitching and complaining all the time, man, saying that he's the best welterweight. And he hasn't been given the respect, and he's not been getting the money fights. Well, he ain't gonna keep getting money fights if he's like going to five decisions on tentative fights. Five rounds.
I have to admit that he did get some lady luck in that last fight as well, man. You know, not everyone gets the rub of the green, but that could have easily went Stephen Thompson's way. Yeah. You know, so
especially the first fight.
I mean, he's only defended his belt once. If he defends it now against Damien Meyer and it's another five-round decision, I don't know, man. He ain't going to be getting any money fights, that's for sure.
Maybe that's why Dana stuck him in the co-main, because he is afraid this could, like, stink out of the fucking place.
Yeah, well, he wasn't bigger than Cormier Jones, anyway.
Of course, yeah.
This is where we get the power nap in, isn't it?
But yeah, I love both these guys. I can't wait for this fight. I think it's going to be sick. Even if it is a tentative fight, you know, it's just, they're both just amazing.
There's high chance of knockout in this fight and high chance of an amazing submission, man. This is going to be a great fight.
Yeah, and it's just you don't know how it will go, innit? Yeah. That's the thing. Like,
yeah.
Can you actually see Damien Meyer, like, putting his limbs around his neck and choking him out, though?
Can
you see that happening?
If Tyrone tires, if he's able to tire him out, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. He would only tire if he was like running like a mental man all over the cage trying to knock him out. Well, how would he tire?
Well, it's
you know, I think
Tyron Woodley didn't tire against Thompson, man. Yeah, he conserved his energy and he looked fresh in the fifth.
But he was too efficient. He saved a lot, and so did Thompson by their non-effectiveness, you know, not throwing out a lot. But yeah, you're right, he did go five rounds. Yeah.
I don't care, though. No one has jiu-jitsu like Damian Maia. If he gets on you, he does some kind of shit that no one else does and that you're not used to or comfortable with.
Wears you out.
If he gets you in the right position, he will work it and he'll become close at least.
He'll be there for 5 minutes. He might even take two of these rounds just on his back.
My only worry with Damian Maia is that if he gasses out his arms trying to do a choke or something, then his arms are going to feel very heavy in the last round.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be hanging off Tyrone's leg from the first round, if I'm honest. Like, I think as soon as he feels his power...
He's going to be lying on that mat.
He gets the leg. As soon as he gets any part of you, he's on your back.
It's going to be so good if Tyrone's strong enough to stop that. At least for a one round, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think you can stop it, like Lewis said. In the later rounds, I don't think you can stop this because it's so amazing, the technique. When your legs are tired, you will get tripped eventually if someone keeps trying to go for the trip. They're going to catch you. But we will see if Tyrone has got some great balance and he's prepared. We'll see.
Mm. It should be interesting.
Sway in the morning, Shane 405. Tyrone, the chosen one, Woodley from the Lewis here.
I went from food stamps to fucking champ camps to hoes outside of hotels with fucking tramp stamps trying to get their book stamped because they think I'm with it. Trying to eat a meal from my meal ticket. Speaking of meal ticket, the Floyd versus fuckboy matchup. Yeah, it's a spectacle. Condom's a prick and y'all on his testicles. Lock him in the cage with me in peace. I'm arrested, dude. They're arresting me because of what I do with my bare hands. Is it because my skin brown that I don't get a fair chance? You heard it here first on Sway in the AM. Backpack, backpack, I'm about to slam.
All right, next up is Cyborg versus Evinger for the featherweight women's championship.
Obviously, we don't know much about Evinger. But we know Cyborg is a fucking beast. She's been waiting for this division to open up. She wants a belt. And they've given her the Invicta champion, the bantamweight champion, I believe.
Yeah.
And this is going to be sick. Like, it's just a great fight to have on this card. What do you guys think?
I feel like I'm going to defend my belt. And then I'm very happy. I think all my fans are really excited for this fight too. And I'm happy to still give this opportunity for me and be like home. I live in Orange County. And I'm going to be a big show. You know, I forget. Tonya, she's a very good opponent. I think it can be the best fight tonight.
It's awesome, man. With Chris Cyborg, she's finally here, man. You know, people have been running away from this fight. We just about got Tonya in there.
No one wants to fight.
You know, hats off to her, and she wants to fight Cyborg. You know, this division's been pretty much made for Cyborg to fill it up because people want to see her so bad.
Yeah. And everyone they match up with Cyborg pulls out mysteriously.
Yeah, but she's back, and we're happy to see her, man. And seeing her fight Tonya, who's a good fighter, champion from Invicta, she's going to be awesome.
She's a 135er, the top 10, and she'll be a great fight. I think she'll be the best fight than Meg Anderson. I think she's a tough girl. I think she's going to handle more, and I'm going to get a victory for sure. I'm training really hard, but I think she's a bit tough girl. Maybe can make the best fight night.
Cyborg looks in great shape. I've seen her working out, and she really does look strong. Like, you watch her train. Honestly, her throwing weights about and deadlifting, she's deadlifting more than, like, strong men. Like, she's really strong, like, extra strong for a woman.
She's been killing herself cutting down that extra 10 pounds, like, so she really needed this. Like, I can't wait to see her at this weight. And I hope that she wins and obviously makes this division special and we start building a good division here.
Finally, we get to see Cyborg be a champion and fuck some bitches up. We've been waiting a long time for this shit, so it's cool that it's going to happen and just sit back and enjoy the show. I think it's going to be hard for her to get fights. I think people don't want to fight her. So I'm fucking chuffed that this Evinger stepped up and we get to see her get mash up now.
Yeah.
I think we'll definitely get fights after this. People will want to get that belt, but there will be fighters that want to move up and have been cutting down a bit too much, you know. Even if Ronda was still about, you know, she could be coming back.
Shut up. As if she would fight Cyborg. She'd get her head caved in.
You know, we all the time, don't turn to the death. I say, nobody have to die, but going to the death.
Yeah, I think she might be up for it, though. We'll see.
Wow.
Nah, come on, man.
I'm predicting it here right now. Ronda comes back, I'm coming for you, Cyborg.
They'll just bring that poster straight back. She's back, and they'll do it again all over.
Yeah. The Beauty and the Beast. Dana's been waiting.
Beauty and the Beast.
That would be the fight of the year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be massive. Like, but obviously, yeah, we don't know. Fucking Ronda, what the fuck she's
doing. Well, and also in the future, you just gotta think you're gonna see the Woman of the Year 2016, Holly Holm versus Cyborg one day in the near future. So, the styles would be perfect. The stand-up war would be great, you know?
Yeah.
But for now...
I don't know, man. We'll see after this fight and how she performs, if anyone really wants to fight her.
And Tonya is not an inexperienced fighter, you know? She's had 24 pro fights, you know? She has lost 5 of them.
Yeah. She's on a good run,
but you know
she's been around, like, so she knows how much this how big this fight is, like. But it's fucking Cyborg at the end of the day, so it's gonna be mayhem from the opening.
And if she beats Cyborg, we'd probably see an immediate rematch, and it'd be amazing as well. So.
I don't know. Yeah, it'd be interesting. It'd be a massive upset. Like,
fight that could easily be the main event of any card, and it's Robbie Lawler versus Donald Cerrone. And it is at welterweight.
Yeah.
You know, Cerrone up with the big dogs now. He's brave. But will he be able to swim with the sharks out?
Oh, man, this is going to be insane. Robbie Lawler, like we said, coming off the loss to Tyrone. He's been out a little while. I think he said he'd been dealing with some family problems and stuff. I think he'll be well rested. Like, he's coming straight back in against Cerrone. He's going to want to prove a point, show he's still got it. He's still, like, the man to beat at welterweight. And I think this asks a lot of questions about Donald Cerrone more than anything, because you cannot bet your house on Donald Cerrone any night.
Yeah. I mean, as good as Cerrone is, he's a bit up and down for sure.
Sure.
Yeah, but I mean, these are two fan favorite, two of my favorite fighters in the whole UFC fighting right here. Mm. Absolutely love Cerrone's style, his Thai boxing, the way he strikes, head kicks, all round his jiu-jitsu is amazing as well.
And he just brings the fight to you.
Oh my God, he's such a fun fighter to watch. Mm. And then we got Robbie Lawler, who's just fight of the night winner every time, basically.
Yeah.
You know, we just remember his wars with Rory McDonald. Mm. Those were amazing fights. I'm so excited to see Robbie Lawler back.
You know, I was going to say as well that Cerrone, I think that welterweight is not his best weight, really. I think he's more of a lightweight, looking at the physique of him and just the power. I think, like, Lawler is still way more powerful than Cerrone.
Because if I hurt him, I wasn't taking his neck.
What were you going to take?
His soul.
I just think Cerrone's more of a classy, picks his shots type of guy, and I think he should be a lightweight. But we will see if this pays off. Maybe him being slimmer again, is he going to push it into later rounds, have extra energy, work his leg kicks a lot? Yeah, you've got to stay active.
He has looked good sometimes at welterweight, where he's looked comfortable and stronger.
Mm.
But
this is Lawler as well. It's,
he's always failed against those top fighters, and Robbie Lawler doesn't get any easier.
Well, we'll see if he looks a bit beefy, Cerrone's put on a bit of power, because he'll need it to knock out Lawler.
Mm.
He might not need a kick, he might need a punch as well. So, Eric, what do you think of this one?
It needs a fucking kick in the mouth.
Yeah,
I'm super excited. I almost feel like we should just replay what we recorded last time, isn't it? Because loads about this fight last time. It should be sick. Yeah, huge fan favorite fighters, the pair of them. To be fair, I disagreed that you think he's fought better at lightweight, Donald Cerrone. I think he's fought better at welterweight, but he's also lost at welterweight.
Yeah, no, I don't think
he's looked at welterweight.
I don't think he's fought better, but I think he can fight better. I think that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying he already has, because his last few fights he hasn't looked that great. You know, let's be honest.
Yeah, sure.
And that's the,
I think he doesn't want to cut that much weight, though, innit? I think that's just a personal decision. But you're absolutely bang on the money, Paul. Mm. Robbie Lawler is much more powerful, much heavier hands, and he is a legit welterweight. Do you know what I mean? He has to cut to make welterweight.
And
I said this before, and I'll say it again. I think he is the greatest welterweight champion there's ever been in the UFC.
UFC welterweight champion of the world, Rufus Robbie Lawler.
It's more exciting because I showed everyone I'm a true fighter. I come to fight. No matter what happens, I keep coming.
The fight he's put on, the way he's defended his belt, the way he's gone about his business, and he's so exciting. And it was just amazing, man, because he was, when he was a pup, he was so raw, and then he left the UFC, and then he came back so well polished, and he had new tools in his army box. Do you know what I mean? He had all these kicks and stuff. He just came back reinvigorated and just put on a fucking show. And I'm right there with you, Leo, man. He's been one of my favorite fighters in the past few years, and I expect him, to be fair, to win this fight. It should be a classic fight, but I expect him to win, and then I hope he goes on a run again.
Do we see this fight go in the distance?
I don't think so, man.
Possible. Nah. Could be a war, but I'd see Robbie Lawler being more aggressive on this and making things happen.
They're definitely
gonna... I think once Robbie Lawler lands, Donald Cerrone, he ain't going to want to be there too long.
Yeah,
that's true.
And also, if Robbie Lawler gets this done, is he going to fight the winner of Tyrone Maia, or will he have to fight someone else? Leo?
Yeah, who? Robbie Lawler? So it's a good point. I think it depends how he wins this. If he does it convincingly, he mashes him in the first two rounds, then I think he's earned it. If not, then he could have another fight before it. If it goes to decision and it's not quite clear, then I would give him another fight.
Because you've got GSP lurking around and people like this.
There's a lot of guys around there, yeah.
Is Wonderboy scheduled to fight soon?
Wonderboy, he's got to pop back. He's going to be scheduled to fight someone soon, but we don't know who it is right now.
Because I would love to see Lawler Wonderboy.
That is the fight. I think if Thompson maybe wins his fight, they might set that one up. But then if Tyrone gets a great win, then he's got to be looking at either Lawler, Thompson, or GSP, really, at welterweight. That's his options. Or wait till McGregor comes back and do a super fight.
Dana said if Tyrone wins, the winner will fight GSP. That's what he's planning.
Oh, that's what
to
he
do.
Said. Yeah. Oh, okay.
He gave up with him and Bisping.
GSP and Bisping isn't happening. GSP is not going to be ready till November, and we got to move on.
Who do you think is going to be the next opponent for GSP?
I don't know. Well, I think that since the Bisping fight isn't available, I think that St. Pierre goes to 170.
Yeah, I'd like to see Lawler Wonderboy for the number one contender. I think that would be an incredibly sick fight. And that would bring a lot of money. That would be a big fight.
Yeah, that would be the fight that makes sense if Robbie wins. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, I'm excited to see a real stand-up show between these two.
They're going to want to steal the card, as well, so...
I think the hardcore fans know what to expect on this one. This is a big fight of the night category here.
Yeah, it'd be interesting seeing our picks for this one.
Yeah. But just before Lawler Cerrone, we do have Jimmy the Poster Boy Manoa versus Volkan Ozdemir. And this is at light heavyweight, and our boy from London, we're going to be there supporting him, Jimmy.
Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy,
Jimmy.
Oh, I can't wait.
The guy started it all.
He's going to hear us, we're going to try and get on the TV there. We're going to be representing with the Union Jacks, we think.
Definitely.
But
head to toe, hopefully.
Yeah, look out for Notorious.
and we might have to be fast with... don't blink in this fight, because anyone could get knocked out in this fight in all honesty.
Yeah, this is a fight of the magic hands right here. Anyone could slip one punch and get knocked out.
It is.
Yeah.
And a lot on the line here for Jimmy. You know, he he could be just one fight away from a title shot.
That's it.
You know, he was potentially getting lined up for Daniel Cormier before John Jones came back.
He's ranked number two at the moment.
Oh, yeah. You'd think if he won this, especially if he knocked him out, he'd get a title shot next.
Yeah.
Hey, he does have to knock him out, though. That's a good point.
You know, the whole reason he's on this card was if anything happened to either a fighter in the main event, so he's still hoping something does. Probably, yeah.
Yeah. He might be slipping you something in John Jones'
room. Well, remember, because we talk about Jimmy with a bit of pressure to get maybe just a knockout, but not just a knockout. We need a very good knockout, because look at Gustafsson's last knockout.
Yeah,
I mean, the whole Glover. World was talking about that, you know.
Yeah,
like
he's got to outdo Glover.
That was a triple uppercut. I mean, you know, you've got to come with a good...
That was sick.
Got to come with a good knockout, and just maybe I think Dana already planned this before Gustafsson's amazing knockout. So I think if he had known that was going to happen, I'm sure he probably would have said, nah, Gustafsson's going to be next. But because he actually planned it, he brought Jimmy to an event after DC's fight, and they, you know, he'd already set this up. So I think for that reason, he's a fair man. Jimmy's come and he's got knockouts and he's entertaining, and he's from East London, England. To East London.
This is London, this is my home. I'd be lost if I didn't have my phone. Head down on the true big headphones. Travel card for the 1-2-3 zones.
Yeah, but let's not overlook this man yet. Let's analyze this fight, man. This Volkan Ozdemir is no joke, man.
Oh,
he's a good fighter, man.
That's it.
Let's give him his fucking dues, man. He's had two fights in the UFC. He's won both. I thought he was mega impressive in neutralizing OSP. OSP looked shit against him. And then he knocked your Russian man out here. What's his fucking name? Chirinov or whatever. In the first round, man. This guy ain't gonna come here to just fuck around, you know. And the problem with Jimmy Manuwa, as much as I like him, is he's very two-dimensional. You know what he wants to do. He ain't really gonna go to plan B or C. He ain't really got one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we haven't seen him really be tested with
don't
people
need one.
With
don't
people
need
yeah
one.
Yeah, if people get him down to the ground and they can hold him there, we'll see if he can sort of, you know, get up from those positions.
Rumble Johnson turned his lights off, bro, man.
Yeah.
Gustafsson did as
well. Gustafsson beat him as well. What are you talking about?
Whoa, I'm just saying, you know, we need to see.
I've got to say, though, Jimmy, he recovered from that last loss. He trained with Gustafsson. He took that loss like a man, and he went and learnt from it. So I think he is a better fighter.
I think he's looked better.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
But we need to see him against the best. Like, you know, he hasn't been really tested. Like, it was a quick finish against Corey Anderson last time. Like, this is another test for him, and it's a challenge being on such a big card in front of a lot of people, a lot of hype. Like, so I think he needed this. I don't think obviously none of us think he was ready for DC, right?
No.
He had
really
a chance to knock him out, but we still haven't seen him, so I think he does need to prove himself. But like you said, it's not all about Jimmy. This fight could go either way on paper.
Yeah,
so.
You can't sleep on this Volkan, man. If he slips that punch like he did against a Russian guy in the last one, whatever the fuck his name is.
I was just about to say, one of the first fighters, especially getting to a high level now, he's ranked number 4, and he's from Switzerland.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't really seen many fighters from Switzerland.
I can't name one.
One and only.
He just got past the gatekeeper, OSP, I have to be honest. If we're going to label him,
it's
we should
harsh,
make it official. I think he's a gatekeeper of the light heavyweight division.
Too soon for him to be a gatekeeper, I would have thought.
He needs
a couple more boring decision wins and a heavy loss.
He needs 10 more years of that.
I've already cut the keys, Eric, mate. I've already cut them on. I'm getting them ready.
OSP. But I think he became a gatekeeper after Volkan messed him up, man.
Of course,
but, I think he was a gatekeeper at the time.
It's not a bad thing. You've been forced onto the gates, you know. That's not your fault. You just were forced there, you know. It happens to the best sometimes.
Sometimes before you know it.
Anyway, it'll be pressure on this fight for Jimmy, but I'll be fucking rooting for him, that's for sure. He's obviously, I think he's still favourite in this fight, but I'm saying it's a risky fight. You better not be overlooking him.
Oh, yeah, and we could see Jimmy move on to bigger things. We could see maybe a David Haye fight in the future if he keeps knocking people out.
Yeah,
I'll give it a rest.
I'm just here to bring you the news, mate. I'm just here.
I want to talk about MMA, for fuck's sake.
I know, right? Who knows, though? Who
no
knows?
One's counting down to that, man.
You never know. I'm just saying, yeah, it's all fun. But no, his name's getting bigger, really. And we're going to get see big things here. If he's going to fight DC or John Jones, I think the whole world's going to know him about, you know.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I'd love to see that, obviously. That'd be sick.
Another English fighter and a London fighter in a championship fight.
It's an all-out European fight, isn't it? Who would have thought that? A high-level European fight here. Number two versus number four. England, Switzerland.
Soon we're going to see the Queen start turning up for these events. We're going to have Bisping on the main event. We're going to have Manu on the co-main. We're going to have some, you know, up and comers coming through.
Yeah, man, fucking Alan Sugar.
Alan Sugar.
Bob Hoskins.
Hey, he's fucking dead, man.
Bob Hoskins. Oh, yeah, we'll have, rest in peace. We'll have Guy Ritchie in the front row as well.
Bob Hoskins, is that all we have?
Bob Hoskins just came into my head, didn't it? His little bald head.
Del Boy and Trotter sitting behind the ring.
You palonka!
Del Boy and Ross.
Stick a money in me pocket. I'll fetch the suitcase from the bank. Cause if you are the best ones, but you don't ask questions, then brother, I'm your man. Cause where it all comes from is a mystery. It's like a chicken.
That would be good, man, if two people came dressed up as Del Boy and Rodney and just sat there watching the fight.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
Oh, God. we might even have to do something like that.
I think it's got to be done now. You lot got to dress up.
One of us could be Albert.
Yeah. Alan, you'd make a good Rodney.
Oh, God.
Get that, and I'm tall enough to be Rodney, and we'll get like a suit. We'll get him a little cap and everything.
I was trying to nick one off my dad's.
Paul's got to be Rodney. I'm more of an Albert than a Rodney. Paul's the youngest.
Who's going to be the idiot who forgets his name all the time? What's his name? Trigger.
I'll have to be Paul.
We've got some off-price crack toys, tomahawks and malls of carpet tiles, TVs, deep freeze and David Bowie LPs, pool games, gold chains, what's the names and adipus and Trevor Francis track seats from a mush and shepherd's bush, 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 bush. No income tax, no VAT, no money back, no guarantee. God bless Hookie Street.
Who shows up?
Yeah. Just look out for the English lad.
Let's have a new fucking card! Control.
Yeah, so, we're sure the English are going to be over there, and hopefully they keep the noise down a little bit. You know, if Jimmy wins, we need to, let's not give ourselves any.
Yeah, let's show some respect.
I'm partying all night, mate.
50.
Yeah. You know, there's some people
out
there.
You're going to see someone throw their drink in the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's going
to
be drinks.
Straight to secret.
When Jimmy gets the knockout, we are going to be the ones throwing drinks.
You got it takes to be BZL. Look after your family. Send BCG's in jail. Keep truth, you leave this world. I'm only going to tell man once. There is no love for a nonce. There is no love for a punce. A lion does what it wants. Full-time workers, man, putting food on the scales. Black called me. See how people power prevails. BDL Scotland, BDL Wells. One hand wash the other.
We gotta be getting in backstage and shit, man. Getting some sick photos and interviews.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be at the weigh-ins, and you know we're gonna be getting some footage for you, some exclusives. So look out for that on the Instagram and the Twitter, especially. And the main event of the prelims, again, don't be sleeping on these fights. Ricardo Lamas ranked number 3 versus ranked 15 Jason Knight. Just before that, we have got Aljamain Sterling versus Henan Barao, which is another fight. Again, these could be co-main or main events on fight nights and other cards. These are good fights, you know.
Yeah, and Brian Ortega, man, I like that guy. He's highly skilled. Right. So it's going to be a sick card from top to bottom.
That's it. Ranked number 9, Renato Moicano versus ranked 8, Brian Ortega. Notorious.
All right, boys, it's time for UFC 214 predictions, official predictions for the card. First fight, Daniel DC Cormier versus John Bones Jones. Champ goes first. Alan, what are your predictions?
Tough fight to call. Keep going back and forth on this one. But I'm going to go with the form of the current champion, Daniel Cormier.
Oh, Daniel Cormier.
And I'm going to pick a decision. I don't see him finishing Jones, but I see him, I don't know, just wearing him out and getting on top this time and beating him up a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brave decision. Okay. Eric, what are your predictions?
Well, I truly believe that John Jones is the better fighter, and that if he performs anywhere near his full potential, he wins. And I think he does it by decision, because Daniel Cormier is a tough motherfucker. He won't want to lose, so he'll grit it out all the way to the end. But John Jones is the better fighter, and he wins.
Okay, 1-1 then between the two.
Mm.
All right, I'm gonna back Eric up on this one. I think John Jones is still the man to beat. So I'm going to agree with him as well. I have to go with decision because it did last time as well. Yeah.
These two are hard to put away.
So. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a war, this one. So let's see how it works out. And Paul?
The big one. I have to go with John Jones on this, just like last time. But I'm picking KO round 3. Johnny Bones.
We've got Tyrone Woodley versus Damian Maia. Alan, what are your predictions?
Again, so hard to call. But it's got to be Tyrone. 5 rounds. I can't see it going all the way. I see Tyrone finishing him with punches maybe on the ground after rocking him in the face on the feet. And I'll go round 3, Tyrone.
Okay.
Eric?
I believe similarly, Damian Maia just can't win this fight. So Woodley wins, and I think 5 rounds is too long. So I believe he'll KO him in the 4th.
Okay. A later knockout. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why. I give Damian Maia some respect. I don't go for an early knockout.
Yeah, why not? All right, I'm going to go against you guys. I'm going to say Damian Maia on this one. I'm going with my heart on this one. Although my brain says probably Tyrone is the favourite. I think Damian Maia is going to be hungry for it and tap him out maybe in the 2nd round.
Okay.
And Paul?
Well, wait. Title fight. It's a close one. But I've got to go with Maia. Submission, round 3.
Chris Cyborg versus Tonya Eminger. Alan, what is your prediction?
Cyborg knockout, 1st round.
Ooh. That was a quick response.
It was, yeah.
You sure about that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to come out steaming.
Great. All right, Eric?
Absolutely, exactly the same.
Okay, I was actually going 1st round, but I'm going to be a bit different and say 2nd round.
Yeah.
And Paul?
Cyborg. It's got to be Cyborg, so Cyborg KO round 2 in the women's fight.
Okay, yeah, I think we're all agreeing on that one there. So next on the card is Robbie Lawler versus Donald Cerrone. Alan, what are your predictions?
I think it goes the distance, and I think Lawler wins.
What?
I think he might
Yeah, obviously Lawler could finish Cerrone, but I feel like Cerrone will be up for this one. He might get knocked down a couple of times, and that might be how Lawler wins it. But I feel Cerrone's going to hang in there, give him a good battle, fight of the night, and I think Lawler gets the decision.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Eric?
Yeah, definitely Lawler, man. Definitely. But this time he's going to fucking hit the horse with the banjo, man. He's going to knock the cowboy down. I'm thinking the second round, KO.
Okay. I agree with you again, Eric, on that one. I got to say, Robbie Lawler, knockout, second round. It's got to be. And Paul?
The fight that got delayed, it's got to be Robbie Lawler by KO. Too much power. KO round two.
Okay. Good. Moving on. Jimmy Manuar, a boy from London, versus Volkan Ozdemir. What's your prediction now?
Got to go with Jimmy. I'm going to pick the second round knockout. I feel like they'll feel each other out a bit in the first round. And Jimmy sometimes is a slow starter. I know he won quick in his last one, but I feel he'll get the second round knockout.
Okay. Eric, predictions?
I actually don't feel super confident about my prediction. This could turn into a nightmare for Jimmy, but I'm trying to stay positive. And I really want him to win, so I went for what I think is his most likely way of winning, and that's a first round KO.
Wow, cool.
No messing around at all.
That's how he should win. He should go out and try and take his head off.
No, I agree with that. That's what he's been doing recently, and that's what I think he'll keep doing. That's the way he wins, so I'm going for first round knockout of Jimmy as well. Cool. Paul, what are you thinking?
I've got to go with Jimmy. He knocks you out. So, round one. Nice and early.
Great.
Oh, cool. And of course, fight of the night.
Yeah, fight of the night prediction.
Fight of the night.
Fight of the night. Alan, what is your fight of the night?
Yeah, there's several on here. It's hard not to pick the main event because we're all thinking it might go the distance, most of us. But I think Lawler Cerrone would just be wild, and I think I think that takes it. Cerrone Lawler fight of the night.
Okay, Eric.
I think there's no way it could be a main event, especially with all the predictions we've gone for. It's gonna be a war. It's gonna be insane. Yeah, gotta be Cormier Jones.
Yeah. I agree with you as well. It's got to be the main event.
Yeah.
Cormier versus Jones.
That's why, Leah.
I have to, yeah. It's the main event. There's so much build-up to this one. It's got to be the main one. But then again, Robbie Lawler Cerrone is just insane. On any other night, that would be main fight. But when you've got this much history between Cormier and Jones, it's got to be the one to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I went for a Lawler KO in a second, and I went for a Jones decision. If it's a Jones decision, it's going to be a fucking insane fight, no?
Yeah, absolutely.
I had to go for that.
Yeah, it's going to be a real war.
Not going to happen, though, is it?
We'll see about that. We'll see.
Yeah.
Paul?
What's the scores? I'm at 2 points behind you, boy. Have you updated them scores yet?
A couple big points behind, yeah.
Okay, and just before we wrap up, let's have Paul's prediction.
And my fight of the night prediction has to be DC versus Johnny Bones Jones.
Okay.
Cool.
So, boys, UFC 214. We can't wait. California, here we come.
California, here we come. Right back where we started from. California.
Dreaming.
Can't wait, man. Best card of the year is coming.
That's
it. We don't know how we're getting to Anaheim yet, but we know we're gonna be there by train, bus, or car. We're gonna, or by feet, we're gonna get there.
By hook or by crook.
We will be on the phone to Eric, and we will be doing a special podcast for you guys, and we're gonna bring you the exclusives, and we will see you on the next one.
Yeah.
Myself,
cool, man.
From myself, Paul, Alan, Leo, and Eric. We'll see you next
time. Nice one, brothers, yeah?
Cool, man.
Nice one.
Fresh out of jail, California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing hoochie screaming, fiending for more.